A state air quality panel hasn't asked for a veto in over a decade until now. The reason? Cleaning up Utah's air might mean limits sometimes on burning wood for barbecue or pizza. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
Utah's Air Quality Board wants to stop legislation that would block any restrictions on cooking food with wood, even when pollution is high. The entire board signed on to a letter to Governor Gary Herbert saying that state regulators need all the available options for limiting wintertime smog. That's because the Clean Air Act requires Utah to get its bad air under control.
The board understands the research that's going on.
Salt Lake City Councilwoman Erin Mendenhall is a member of the Air Quality Board.
And when we talk about it in terms of 1 or 2%, those are actually significant quantities that we would like to have control over in our emissions inventory.
Current regulations allow limits on most burning during high pollution periods when smoke adds to the smog. But lawmakers debating the bill on the House and Senate floors barely mentioned air quality. Instead, they talked about personal freedom and limiting businesses like wood-fired pizza restaurants. Here's Senator Stuart Adams of Layton.
I know of many people in my area that have luaus, and they spent a lot of time preparing, and all of a sudden, if they had a ban, they'd have to waste the food.
A sugar house company, Traeger Grills, requested the bill. And while the House and the Senate passed it last month, the governor has not said whether he'll sign it. Judy Fays, KUER News.